Welcome to Conversations Around Conversations about the conversations we just had on the Clubhouse app earlier today. I am Jess Ryan, CEO and co-founder of Broadway Unlocked.
And I'm Joe White, co-founder of Broadway Unlocked. And this is Tech Theater, Clubhouse Conversations. It's a podcast to continue that conversation. Because every week on Clubhouse, Tuesdays, 12:55 Eastern, if you want to come join us, we have amazing conversations with brilliant people who sit at the intersection of technology and theater.
We always walk away from these Clubhouse talks with so many thoughts, as you all know if you've been listening. So we decided to share those in a podcast and spend a little more time with our friends and collaborators. So with that, welcome to Tech Theater Tuesday. We were off from the podcast because we had a really huge honor last week. We got to film the Paul Taylor Dance Company at the Oculus in New York City in honor of 9/11, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. They performed a piece called Promethean Fire that Paul actually choreographed that is said to be inspired by 9/11. They performed it at the Oculus and we got to shoot a film of it, which was so exciting. And Joe, that was your first big shoot with us, right? Which, ha ha ha, just kidding. We've never done anything that big ever as a company, so.
Yeah, first one for me. I was actually just trying to think of, like, have I done anything like that past? Like, you know, my time at Maker Studios, there was lots of weird random things like that. But no, nothing ever exactly like that. And it was fun to be in the mix of it, kind of operating as like a PA, an extra set of hands, and just like getting to enjoy the day from the ground level, but also not have much responsibility. So I couldn't really screw anything up.
That's the way we like it right there. I have to ask you, I mean, this is honest, because like if you listen to the podcast, if you've listened to any of our podcasts that we've made before for Broadway Unlocked, been to any of our shows, you probably know I end up having my hands in a lot of what's going on. But this film shoot was actually so big and I was directing it that like I wasn't even allowed to be on comms. Like the whole rule was just Jess direct this and we'll take care of everything else, which is wild, number one. But number two, leaves me like, what were your impressions of the day and like your feelings and what did you see? Because I just missed all of that, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I wish I like, you know, had a body cam on just running around.
Totally
watch that. I mean, like, cut to it.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like when they give like a little kid a cell phone with like the camera on and you're like, whoa, now I'm seeing the world from someone who's 2 feet tall. This is wild.
Or when you put it on a cat.
Yeah. But yeah, and just to quickly recap the story of, we were writing, you know, names on all the comms mics and handing them out. One was given to Jess. I actually think I gave
you
it to
did.
You.
I ratted you out so hard accidentally.
Oops. I mean, I wasn't the one who put the name on it, so I don't care. I
Everybody's was just distributing. The first AD, our first AD, Lauren, who's incredible and works on a bunch of CBS shows for her like day job. Haha. Also funny. She was like, who gave you that comm? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, who gave you that comm? And I was like, Joe. And she was like, why did he give you that? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think he knew either. And she was like, give me that comm.
I'm so glad she just took that authority. And yeah, I have no idea why I gave it to you either. I was just doing my job as peon. Go run this over there. Okay, bye. Which actually like was sort of the shape of my day. It was really nice to like, I don't have the ability to do what you do on that day as a director, mm-hmm. nor what Kurt was doing, nor what Greg was doing, nor what Lauren was doing. All of these people were in very fancy, important roles across the day. And so it let me be free in a way to just experience it and to experience it like from the inside. Like I wasn't just a spectator passing by in the Oculus. I like knew roughly what was going on most of the time and like had the agency to talk to kind of anyone I wanted to on crew, mm-hmm. and then also just random walkers by. So I just got to like have fun with it. I got to really like enjoy it. And I actually think Lucy and I like a couple of times across the day, like said that exact thing to each other. It was like, this is so fun. And it's so nice that like all of this pressure associated with this very big, very awesome shoot is not and cannot possibly be on our necks or on our heads or on our shoulders. And so like we were just, you know, having a day and really enjoying it. You know, from like the things that stood out to me were, you know, first and foremost, like the people that we had all together. So there was a core contingency of Broadway Unlocked people. And then as well, a whole sort of group of crew members on the, what's that, like the photography group? What do we call it?
Shout out to Solark Productions.
Yeah.
Our DP, Kurt Solak, also has a production company who staffed up our whole camera department. And they were incredible.
They were wonderful and just like fun to like chat with them. We did have a bit of time at the top because maybe we arrived a little too early, unbeknownst to us. And just to like interact with them and to talk to them and like ask them about their cool gear and like just, you know, humans and people and being in space again was super fun. And like, yeah, I had like the space and the ability to just like go talk to people. And I love that. I love having that. So that was one like just really big, awesome part of it. So to feel in the weeds with those people and to understand a little bit more of how they work, what they do, why each of their roles is so important. I think I said this to Lauren as well, that it's nice to have context for what something on a spreadsheet does why they're important and why you can't just sort of strike it out and try to save money.
Right. Because if you were like, if you didn't know, you know, and you're looking at like our budget and our crew list, you've got, and we're not even as big as like a TV or film production, mm-hmm. right? But you're looking at a first AD, a second AD, a second AD, a camera operator, a first AC, a second AC or spotter, like, which I know mm-hmm. is like a fun conversation we had a lot.
Yeah. The spotters were like, I was like, oh, this role, it seems so unimportant on paper and it's so important in person. This is someone who's sort of shadowing and creating space for the camera operator as they move around. And like, there's human beings and stanchions and dancers and other like elements that they have to navigate around, but they can't be looking at all that stuff. They have to be operating that camera and getting the shot and paying attention to their equipment. So this human is just like their Sherpa. And it was so cool. And our second AC / spotters were great.
Yeah.
So I got to enjoy that. I also loved like the little power trip of having like a lanyard and an earpiece and being like one half step up from every odd rando who's in the Oculus at the time. Be like, excuse me, sir. We're trying to keep this lane clear for the dancers. There's a performance that's about to start. You should hang around. You should come check it out.
I feel like you were born for that role. Because if you don't know, Joe loves to kick people out of our conference rooms our workspace when they're overstaying what they have it booked for. So I feel like there's a very direct correlation to like what you just described you were doing on the day of.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those are basically the same thing. They bring the same emotions to the same endorphins come flooding out. But it was great. But like to be able to sort of like be part of gifting the world this performance. Mm, and like mine is the very smallest of roles, but I still like got to be like, oh yeah, it's actually starting in 2 minutes. Like you should grab a spot right over there. They're going to be coming out right over here. And to like have those little interactions with 10, 20 people. I love those little interactions. And I love the like the humanity that comes with it, which is such a big component of dance, such a big component of the arts generally, is like the human connection that comes from participating in it and being in it together.
Yeah.
And like I got this weird little very specific version of that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you know what? Something occurred to me as I was listening to you recount all of this. I was thinking a lot about this the day after. I talk a lot with my friend Michael Littig, who is an associate theater artist with Theater Me Too and does really amazing work around the globe with his nonprofit, Great Globe Foundation. We frequently talk about being part of a new generation of artists who are from the digital era and the creative cloud generation, where we just do more than one thing. And that it's hard. There's no name for it. Like in TV, a showrunner is kind of the closest thing. And it's what we use a lot for me, which is someone who like is the head creative on it, but also like a showrunner manages departments. It's a concept that doesn't really exist in the theater, right? So we frequently find ourselves talking about how do we communicate the value of being that kind of artist. And it was something that was really on my mind at the Oculus because I was afforded the space to just be a director for the first time in my entire career, particularly with film. I've been just a director in theater, but there's some of that element of how I felt when I was like, oh, I just get to spend my time figuring out like, and you know, making sure we capture what we need. That was, I don't even have words to describe what that felt like. And I can imagine on a film, right, where there was like, my hands were a little tied in this scenario. So there's not as much I could do even if I was in a film. So I imagine it's extraordinary and crazy and amazing on a film. But it was really cool. But also, I was like, I think that this is not the job for me. I think I really didn't enjoy not being able to do anything for 2.5 hours basically during setup. Mm-hmm. Like, just like literally got comms taken away from me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you can't help with camera departments and there's nothing to set up yet. And I know, like, in another scenario that's not the Oculus, I wouldn't have even been on set until it was time for me to work. So then acknowledging that. But I think it made me think about, like, I really love that, like, my job is multifaceted, like, that when I'm on a production that we do, you know what I mean? And it's something that I think we should talk about in here, because I feel like with Michael, and I think we should have him on the podcast and talk about that sort of, like, generation of the way an auteur, what we used to call an auteur, you know, is changing.
Oh, that's really interesting. Like the YouTubers and, like, the generation of artists that had to learn the craft from the ground up and are their own marketing department. They are their own social media promotion. Like, yeah. They do everything. And I actually wanted to ask you the question, which you've, like, half answered already now, of, like, were you able to, like, turn that part of your brain off while you were just playing the singular role of director during the shoot? Because I know those thoughts are going through your head. I know you have opinions about where in the freight elevator things should be stored for best use and whatever, like, all these very, very specific things. Like, I'm certain that they were flowing through your head. And, like, were you able to, like, silence those thoughts, push them to the side, and actually use the space and the time to focus on the director bit of what you were doing?
Yeah, I think it was a little like I was helped in that it's for the best, right? I just kept reminding myself it is for the best of this production and what we're doing to just let everything be, even if it's, like you said, 80%, the 80-20 rule, right? Like, 80% of it was done the way I want it and 20% was absolutely not. And I was like, how is this not going to be done? But I can't say anything because it's not my job. But I think I hated not being able to spend my time actively, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, during the film, like, when we were actually filming, fine. Didn't think about one freaking thing except for, is that camera where I need it to be to capture what I need for this edit? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the between times, I definitely was not able to turn it all the way off. And it made me think to this, you know, idea of, like, what Michael and I have been talking about and what I think would be so interesting, particularly as you just mentioned, given your background with YouTubers, is that I think, this is my experience at least, but for a generation of folks my age that came up in a very different theater but became, you know, creators, old traditional way of creating in theater, which is like, I'm a director, I'm an actor, I do this one thing and it's my craft. But then, you know, as I was coming up in the industry, switching to this kind of more modern showrunner-y kind of model, there's a switch somewhere where, like, and this definitely happened for me, where I would be like, yes, I am an actor and a producer, but I really only produce because I have to get the show made that I want to make, or to make sure I'm working all the time. And there was a switch somewhere along the line, the art form became doing it all.
The producing.
Right? Like, just like the art form is directing a film. And so, like, in an old model, right? Like, or I mean, just a more traditional model, before times model, whatever you want to call it, that was the art form, was like making the film. Now somewhere along the way it's switched, and like I love the art form of what I do, which is the integration of the brain considering all of that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Whoa, that's cool, because my mind just went down the path of like, okay, what's like the furthest extrapolation of that art form, right? So if you've like expanded beyond what the director does to include how the producer produces and how the set is all put together and all of the elements that come together to allow the director to direct as part of the art. It's like, can you just expand the walls even further to like just include all of life? It's like just living your life its own like art form.
Of course it is.
And like the weird efficiency of like finding the right subway car door to get out at, and like the little like joys and elements of noticing things throughout your day as you're just walking around. Like, is that all part of the art form?
I love that.
Yeah. Whoa. Deep cuts. Deep thoughts.
No. Okay. Well, I'm super glad that you were able to be a part of it. It is wild how different our experiences were, just like hearing you recount back. I mean, there's just like almost no overlap, which I guess is the thing about a film, like a big film production.
Yeah, the only overlap was one picture that Jess and I took in the middle. Because I didn't say this, but I had this funny like feeling of like, oh, like Jess and I, obviously we have this very close connection. We are co-founders. We've started a company together. We are in the trenches all day, every day for the past like year and a half. But today, like, I feel like I shouldn't or can't talk to her. Like that that I didn't know where the line was drawn or what the rules were. And I took a stance of like, oh yeah, like I'm going to inhabit my role as a PA and like kind of treat the relationship that way, except for like these little moments of crossover of just like, hey, how are you? Like, how are you human, Jess?
Yeah. I really appreciated when you asked me that.
And then Jess and I took a cute picture, which I haven't seen yet. So
me neither. So we don't actually know it's cute.
It's got to be cute. We're both in it.
Well, for all of y'all that are listening, thanks for going on this journey. There's so much other cool stuff about the Oculus shoot, but we're going to let you just see it for yourself when you join us for the Paul Taylor Dance Company benefit, Modern Is Now Illumination. It's on November 18th. You can check our website, alltogethernow.live, to get the ticket link. We have a digital venue and a lot of really cool stuff happening before and after the show. And of course, on the main stage, we are presenting a beautiful program to raise money for Paul Taylor Dance Company that culminates in this film of Promethean Fire shot at the Oculus for 9/11. We can't wait to see you there.
It's going to be amazing. And I'll be with all of you. I haven't seen any of the film yet, and I'm really excited to see the footage. It's going to be incredible.
Yay.
See you there. Join the conversation with us on Twitter. You can tweet at us. We are at @BWYUnlocked and use the hashtag TechTheaterCH to share your thoughts.
And of course, be a part of our next conversation Tuesday at 12:55 Eastern on Clubhouse. Be sure to raise your hand, jump in, let us know you listen to the podcast and get into the conversation with us.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you could rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
But until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.